Ford Field Recap. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a special edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. The 45th annual MHSAA football finals at Ford Field last weekend had a little of everything for fans to enjoy. Some tightly contested games, some surprises, and some incredible storylines. One of those top storylines was with what they called Team 57 at Muskegamona Shores, propelled into the finals with a last-second semifinal win with a second-string quarterback that then turned into a surprise win over a top-notch Detroit Martin Luther King team for the Division II title.
We lose our All-State quarterback who played in this game last year and came up short, and then a backup quarterback comes in and leads us to our first state championship ever. It's a credit to the young men sitting next to me. It's a credit to our community. It's a credit to these guys believing in what we're doing and believing in each other. And we beat Martin Luther King, one of the best programs in the state of Michigan.
Mona Shores coach Matt Koziak, the little big man who stepped up at quarterback, 5'7", 150-pound junior Brady Rose, rushed for 90 yards and 3 touchdowns, passed for 122 yards and 1 TD in replacing All-State signal caller Caden Borersma, who went down in the semifinal win with a broken back against Wall Lake Western. Rose also went the distance on defense, as well with a pass interception that set up one of his TD passes and a team-leading 10 tackles. Our game balls from the finals go out to River Rouge quarterback Marion Habrowski, who rushed for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns in leading the Panthers to their first ever football title, a stunning 30-7 domination of previously unbeaten Muskegon. And to the twin blocks of granite from Reading High School, twins Ben and Nick Affolder, who combined for 18 tackles, 6 for loss, as the Rangers repeated as Division 7 champions with a win over Beale City. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to a football final edition of This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature comes straight from Ford Field as well this week. Here's Brett Rice.
For the first time in MHSAA history, video review was utilized to confirm or correct judgment calls on the field for our football finals. While there is always some apprehension when adding new technologies to sports, the MHSAA's approach to a limited replay process, reviewing only those plays that involve turnovers or scores, proved to be a terrific success. There were a couple of instances where very close, but consequential plays were overturned. However, the biggest confirmation replay provided was something we already knew. That is, MHSAA officials are putting in hard work and dedication and getting the vast majority of their plays correct in real time, live action. When needed, though, competent replay officials were right on top of the situation to correct the plays without challenges, without controversy, and with very little delay in the process.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. In its drive to the Division I title game at Ford Field, the Davison Cardinals always found themselves coming back. That is, until last Saturday against Brighton, when quarterback Brendan Sullivan found the end zone from 1 yard out the first time they had the ball.
Oh, it was very important. I mean, getting momentum quick. We haven't had that in a while, so it felt great. You know, just being on top and being comfortable with where you're at.
Sullivan went on to pass for 290 yards in leading the Cardinals to a 35-25 win over Brighton for the D1 title.
Put a lot of hard work in this week and just said, hey, coach, trust me. Put it on my back. I'll go get it. Let me throw it around, and obviously that's what we did. He made some great throws, some great scrambles in really key situations. You know, that's one thing with him. You know, people don't realize how athletic he is and fast he is. I mean, we play action a couple times, and he was able to break contain and get some big scores and some big yardage. So, great game. You know, he's a stud.
Davison coach Jake Weingartz. The Cardinals raced out to a 28-3 lead early in the third quarter and then withstood a late Brighton rally with the key play denying the Bulldogs a two-point conversion with a minute to go, which would have made it a one-possession game. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.